are so many voices pulling us apart, telling us what to do and who to be. What if for once we fought back? Let's stop, breathe, and refocus. It's time to be everything you were meant to be. Welcome to the Authentic Series. This is part 3, The Mind Shift. Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your own way of thinking. Marcus Aurelius. Do you believe it's possible to live a happy life? Do you believe that you are worthy of that? If someone came to your door with the gift of eternal happiness and purpose, would you take it? Of course you would. Yes, can that be a real thing, please? Like, that would be awesome. And yet, that is the reality. We all have the opportunity right now to pivot the course of our lives, and we have the tools to do it. Our mind and our attitudes can change everything. This is so empowering and also super overwhelming at the same time. Change everything? But change is hard and scary, and I don't know about you, but I'm not really ready for that. Change is like a dirty word. We hate it and we reject it, but I've said this before and I'll say it again, that change is the only consistent thing in life. If we can figure out how to deal with change, we will win at life. I really do believe that. And with that said, I mean, I am in the thick of a lot of life change. My team at work is going through some quote unquote restructuring, and I'm sure you guys can relate to this. I personally have never gone through something like this before. I've worked at smaller companies that were potentially understaffed and were way too busy to think about how we work together. So fortunately, I get the opportunity to undergo this new experience. And I honestly do mean fortunately. And it took me a while to get to that point, but it is so cool to see life progress. To see yourself battle change and sometimes fail, but sometimes succeed in insurmountable ways. During this time of change, I've had some flexibility to learn new skills. And one of the best skills that I've learned recently is this brainstorming technique called How Might We? The concept of this exercise is to take a problem and form it into a question, thus surfacing opportunities. For instance, you might have a problem statement like, I feel underutilized at work. And by using the How Might We technique, you can turn that problem statement into an opportunity. So how you do this is by rephrasing it into a question. So maybe instead of I'm feeling underutilized at work, it becomes how can I feel more utilized at work? It's pretty cool, right? This simple exercise shifts the mind into what could be instead of what is. And this is so applicable to life. Guys, we either spend our lives focused on problems or opportunities. I have already spent way too many days, weeks, years focusing and worrying about problems that I just can't control. Worrying suffocates life. And logically, it's such a waste of time. But I struggle with it. I fight daily to overcome worry, anxiety, and stress. Joyce Meyer has this great quote that says, "Worry is a down payment on a problem you may never have." That is such a great perspective. I mean, think about what you were stressed out about last week, last month, or even last year. It usually is pretty silly when we think about it. And even if it was worthy of the worry, it didn't help anything. And if anything, it just stole your joy and presence from that moment. We have a choice. We have the power to change, to say no to worry, and to say yes to our life. The only thing we can control is our attitude. And this is something that I'm still in the midst of learning. I was so unaware of the pains of change. This year hit me in the face with a change bomb, like, just was crazy. And it's so interesting to see how I've reacted to it and how other people react to change as well. I mean, what do you do when you feel unrooted and flailing? For me, I just stop. I feel unsettled, I stress, I feel overwhelmed, and I just deflate. But that doesn't have to be the end of my story. That doesn't have to be my reality. Just because things appear one way doesn't mean that it has to be that way. This is just a story that I'm telling myself, and I can change it. I can take my fear of change and shift it. I can tell a new story. And you can too. We create our realities. Man, if I could just like shout that from a mountaintop. We create our realities. Our perspective and mindset shapes our future. And it is imperative to uncover what we are saying to ourselves and about ourselves. Your authentic challenge this week is to ask yourself this: what story am I telling myself? Is this what I want? What if it wasn't true? What if it was true? Just ask yourself. Question the thoughts and the realities that you are creating. And know that they could change. We all have the ability to shift into the life we are created to have. I'll end with this quote by William E. Lewis that says, "It's perfectly okay to make a decision and then change your mind. Being able to change your mind is the best way to find out that you still have one." Think about what you are thinking about. And with that inception plan in full effect, consider your mind shifted. You are awesome and capable of amazing things. I love you guys, and I'm so, so very proud of you. Thank you for investing in me, and more importantly, thank you for investing in you. This has been part 3 in the Authentic series. Tune in next week for part 4 and get updates on my Instagram @heezy.life. Have a great week, and keep it heezy, my friends.